But when you start preaching about soul winning, those who are lazy and those who are just pure evil, where they're just the enemies of soul winning, they don't want you to go soul winning. For whatever wicked reason in their heart, they don't like the fact that you're going out soul winning. They'll often come out with this kind of stuff. We don't save souls. You don't win anybody's soul. Jesus is the only one that can save anyone. You didn't get anybody saved. And you'll even say this statement, I got someone saved. And they'll object to that. Who's had somebody object to that when you said, I got someone saved? Well, you got someone saved? But what does the Bible say? It says right here, others save with fear. But then they tell you, oh, you can't save anyone. Then why did God say others save with fear? Why did the Apostle Paul say, I become all things to all men that I might by all means save some of them? Why did he say that if we can't save souls? And they say, well, that's not what he meant. Well, that's not what I meant either. Isn't it funny? You can use the exact same terminology that Paul used. Paul says, I saved some. And then we're like, I saved someone. Shame on you. How dare you say that? Give God the glory. Look, we're not trying to take the glory from God here. Obviously, Jesus is the Savior. Obviously, without him, we can do nothing. Obviously, he gets all praise and all glory and all power goes unto him. But wait a minute. The Bible says for us to go out and save people.
Right.
This is a commandment. Listen to these words from Jude. Others save with fear. Save them. And there's even more scripture than that. Romans 11:14 says, if by any means I might provoke to emulation them that are of my flesh and might save some of them. And then there's another scripture that talks to a woman who has an unsaved husband and says, for how knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? So the Bible does use that terminology. So it's perfectly right for a Christian to say, I got someone saved. But you know why people are whining about that whole, I got someone saved or I saved someone? Because they never get anybody saved.
Right.
So they're jealous that they actually are a zero and a failure and a loser. So then they see someone who's actually doing work for the Lord and say, hey, I got somebody saved. See, a born again child of God with the Holy Spirit inside them that's actually right with God, when they hear someone say, I got someone saved, you know what they do? They rejoice.
Amen.
They rejoice and say, man, that's great that you got someone saved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But yet the wicked, the lazy, the slothful servant, he says, how dare you use that terminology? Oh, the Bible's terminology in Jude?